and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've uncovered many South Carolina businesses that have pivoted into new products as a result of the pandemic, and sometimes these new products develop into entirely new markets for these companies as well. For example, our next guest's digital manufacturer adapted their business model to accelerate the mass production of personal protective equipment, resulting in their face shield becoming their first product they have ever marketed and sold directly to consumers, with sales now in the millions. John Carrington is founder of Z-Verse, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Columbia, South Carolina. Z-Verse is a company we first interviewed over a year before any of us had ever heard of COVID-19. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Happy to be here.
Now, for our listeners who may have missed that first interview with you, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. So Z-Verse was founded in 2013. We are a digital manufacturer. Our mission in life is to help solve supply chain issues through the digital transformation of manufacturing. More precisely, we help convert 2D data into manufacturable data. And we also offer prototyping and small volume manufacturing. And that's what we've done for several years.
And what were you doing before you started this business?
I was in software and e-commerce for many years after graduating at Carolina.
And for our out-of-state listeners, that's South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, and so helping people through supply chain issues, well, that certainly became a big issue when the virus hit.
It absolutely did. So for several years, you know, we've been working with large global manufacturers and original equipment makers to help convert these large catalogs of 2D data into manufacturable data, which would enable them to do on-demand manufacturing using 3D printing or injection molding. In March, we started receiving, you know, some pretty urgent calls from healthcare administrators and folks in government asking for assistance with designing and producing everything from ventilator components to personal protective equipment for health workers. You know, the first call that we have was a request for, you know, 3,000 reusable protective face shields. The next day, we got a call for 10,000. And by this point, you know, in the first 48 hours, we had already designed and started 3D printing these face shields. But then by the third day, we got a request for 50,000 units. And at that point, you know, it was really evident just how serious a problem this was. We knew that we had to move to injection molding and go beyond 3D printing.
And you already had the equipment at your facility to handle this?
No, I mean, at 3D printers, we have a lot of those. But as far as injection molding, we were utilizing a network of manufacturers that we do business with already. Eventually, we were producing, I think we delivered over 3 million shields just to hospitals and government agencies inside of about 70 days. Education has been a real driver of demand, and businesses across every sector, and including even Hollywood. Every major Hollywood studio is a customer now.
As we get sort of back to normal maybe later this year, what do you foresee for your company?
We've continued to innovate. This month, we will begin shipping a new, more advanced protection mask, which is a clear mask that has a HEPA filter. Effectively gives you the same sort of protection as N95, but is also transparent, so you can actually see someone's mouth as they speak. Our team has grown from 18 to now, I think, 80 just in the last 6 months. We feel fortunate that we're able to address a problem while also providing, you know, much-needed jobs right now.
Can I give you a product suggestion? Have you looked into face masks for people with glasses so their glasses don't fog up in the cold?
Well, as a matter of fact, I wear glasses. Our new mask called Z-Shield Reveal, you can wear it without your glasses fogging up. We will be getting certification by NIOSH. NIOSH is the agency that you get certification for N95. So when you hear N95 masks, the N stands for NIOSH.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
John Carrington is founder of Zverse. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.